Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This is incredible. God coming to the earth as a man to save the world. As coming to the earth as one of us to save the world. He justified himself to the world. And today we have the opportunity to know him. And to do more than that, to live with him and him in us, and live with him forever. This is, I want to shout it, but I want to stay calm, because when we find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, everything changes and everything makes sense. We now understand this is why we're here on the earth. Literally, this is why God created the human race and created us. We are, you know, every person is born. I truly believe, and this is based on many, many, you know, confirmations, but every person born is in his family. When someone dies under the age of 4 or 5, they go directly to heaven. In fact, when someone gets saved, their name was already in the book of life before the foundation of the world. That's beyond, we cannot comprehend this. We cannot comprehend God in our minds. We need to go into the spirit realm and meet that Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's what, he's God. He's Jesus Christ. He's the Father. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit. That's where God wants to lift you. And so today, what our job is to seek him and to repent. I've been repenting. To seek him with our whole heart. Love him with our whole heart. Give him everything we have. He's given us everything he has. He came to the earth as one of us. He sent his only son. The power of the Holy Spirit, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, that passage, the glory of the Lord shone around them. That's the Lord himself. Glory to God. The angels carry his glory. But remember, the Holy Spirit, he's God Almighty. Let's, you know, we just need to have reverence for him and honor him. Amen. He's, you know, that's when things really happen. He can do in 1 second what would take us a millennium. And so we just need to seek him. We get to seek him. It's a privilege. And, you know, at Christmas, this is such a wonderful time to celebrate Jesus Christ. And remember, every day, when we find him, every day for the rest of our life is a celebration of him. And for eternity. That's what we get to do, is celebrate Jesus Christ. God made us to celebrate. He made us to have feasts. You know, the Old Testament had feasts, celebrations. That's what he made us for. When we find him, that's when we really can celebrate in the right way. And all the wonderful things, we celebrate all the wonderful things he's created. He created music and people and families and children. And yes, he created sex. But the greatest thing, he created friendships and the fruit that we bear and all of these wonderful things. God created all of these things. The most wonderful thing is Him, the glory of the Lord. Him, God Almighty, and His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His splendor, the glorious majesty of His splendor. God Almighty, He made us for Himself. And see, that's where we're missing it. That's the, sadly, what, you know, I go back to this, but it's literally 98% or more of the world doesn't even get that, and they don't seek Him. You know, and Jesus explained why in the parable of the sower. But even believers, we miss it. You know, most believers are just in the outer court of the tabernacle. They're just in the first phase of the three phases of prayer. That's better than nothing. That's, at least they're saved. But let's go, let's meet the Holy Spirit, and He will lift us up. Amen. He will show us all things and teach us all things, and He's our helper. He's our comforter. Amen. He's our strengthener, our standby, our advocate. What better? God Almighty, with and in us and through us and upon us, it's just beyond comprehension. But it's simple. It's just today, let's walk with Him. And He will, and things will begin to happen. It will happen. It's a guarantee. It's the only guarantee in the universe. Jesus the Christ. So beautiful. We're left speechless when we meet Him. Here I am talking. But when we meet Him, you know, I want to build hunger in you. When we meet Him, it's just everything fades away. Everything else is just, it's glory to God. And then that's when He will lift us up and cause us to walk with Him. He says, I'll put My Spirit within you and cause you to walk with Me, and you will keep My statutes and do them. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit.